Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Back to the Base for the month of ER. It is beautiful to see so many people already online. There are tens and tens of people who are joining us today to be learning during their workday. Today we have the privilege of hearing from Rav Meir Twersky, a Rebbe to so many of us. Rav Twersky holds the Leib Merkin Distinguished Professional professional Chair in Talmud and Jewish Philosophy at Reitz. He teaches as a Rosh Yeshiva in the Mazir Yeshiva program. He has a degree from Harvard, having begun to the College of Harvard studying with his grandfather during those years. He received his smicha from Reitz and continues to influence the lives of so many of us as Talmidim from years and years ago. It is our distinct privilege this afternoon to be hearing from Rav Meir Twersky.
Hi, Shalom Aleichem, I think it's still before Chatzos. Good morning. Thank you very much for the for the schos of sharing some divrei Torah. You know, some mitzvahs, you know, they're fundamental and perennial, and rightfully they should always preoccupy us. Nevertheless, seasonally, we're either reminded that perhaps we've been guilty of neglecting these mitzvahs, or preferably, we're prompted to intensify that preoccupation. One example of such a fundamental perennial mitzvah is mitzvah tshuva. That there is a well-known maharsha with which you're familiar at the end of Maseches Megillah, when the Gemara records the chiyuv to be doresh me'inyano shel yom b'yom. So the Gemara says it's hilchos chag b'chag and hilchos pesach b'pesach, and the Gemara doesn't mention Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Doesn't mention that we should be osek in hilchos tshuva on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So the Maharsha says that would have been misleading, because if the Gemara would have said that part of the takana of being doish me'inyano shel yom is just as you learn hilchos lulav and hilchos sukkah and sukkahs, and just as you learn hilchos chametz and matzah and hilchos pesach and chag ha-matzahs, you learn hilchos tshuva and yom na'orim. So we would have thought that the tshuva is a seasonal mitzvah, that just as mitzvah chametz and matzah is only noheg on chag ha-matzahs, and just as lulav and sukkah only noheg in chag ha-sukkah, so tshuva is only relevant in the yom na'orim in Elul. And really, that's not true, the Maharsha says. Really, tshuva is a chiyuv, which is noheg 24/7, every day of the year. There is a mitzvah tshuva. That truth and that reality notwithstanding, the avada, the reality also is that there is an intensification, that we're certainly prompted, and there certainly is a hisorus to intensify our preoccupation with tshuva during Elul and during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The mitzvah of Avos Hashem also is another example of this. Certainly the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, Kayodua, is one of the Shesh Mitzvahs Tamidios, which the Sefer HaChinuch lists. Meidach, it's also certainly true that over the course of Pesach, there is special attention drawn to the mitzvah, that the mitzvah looms even more prominent than it does otherwise. The Pesach, a time of Zachatilo Chesed Nurayach, Avas Kelulo Soyach, Avas Kelulo Soyach, Lechtech Achrei Bamidvar, Shir Hashirim, the Rambam says, is all of Shir Hashirim is one extended, elaborate moshel to the preoccupation of Avos Hashem. So certainly over the course of Pesach, we were all prompted to intensify our preoccupation with this mitzvah tmidus. So in that vein, a thought halacha l'maisa about the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. Just to begin by reading the final halacha, or part of the final halacha in Hilchos Tshuva. So the Rambam writes as follows: Davar yadua uboror. It's something which is known And it's something which is clear, something which is self-evident. She'ein avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu niksheres b'libo shel Adam. That for a person to be totally, totally bound up with avas Hashem, it only happens ad sheyishke bo tamid karoi. He has to tamid, he has to constantly be immersed, constantly preoccupied. V'yazov kol sheba'olam chutz mimena. And a person has to leave. A person has to turn away from any and all other pursuits or preoccupations which don't come under the umbrella of Avas Hashem, of Avodas Hashem. Just to try to spell out a little bit what the thrust of this Rambam is, what the halacha l'maisiv point which emerges, is to return to another very famous passage in the Rambam. So earlier, the Rambam, quoting the Sifri in Parshas Va'aschanan, the Sifri Kayadua comments on the juxtaposition of the two psukim of Vahavta Es Hashem Elokecha with the pasuk of Ahoyu Hadvar Ma'ela. Sifri says, Eini Yodea Ketzat Ohavo. A person doesn't know how it is that he propels himself to achieving, to attaining Avas Hashem. So Talmud Lama V'hoyu Hadvarim Ha'ele, which the simple pshat in the Sifri would seem to be that the whole gamut of Talmud Torah, the whole spectrum of Talmud Torah fosters Avas Hashem. The Rambam has a narrower part of the spectrum of Talmud Torah, but we're not going to get into that now. So it's Talmud Torah which, again, is mevi lidei Avas Hashem. The way the Rambam formulates it in Yisodei HaTorah Beis, B'shasha yizbonein ha'odem b'masa v'buav ha'niflam ha'gedolim v'yira mehem chochmoso she'en la'erech v'lo keitz. Miyad hu ohev hu mishabeach hu mefo'er hu mis'ave tai v'gedol oleida Hashem ha'godol. When a person reflects on the and ponders the actions and the wondrous great creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and glimpses the inestimable and endless chokhmah which is therein reflected, so right away you already have the beginning of ahava. And he has this tremendous taiva, this tremendous desire, this yearning, Leida Hashem HaGadol. And then the Rambam, skipping to the end of the halacha, the Rambam says, he cites the Sifri, Kemo she'amu chachamim b'inyan ahava, she'mitoch kach ata makes misha'amu v'hoya olam. That through v'hoya hadvarim ha'ela, that's how a person knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how a person comes lidei ahavas Hashem. So what the chiddush of the Rambam in at the end of Hilchos Tshuva is, that even if a person engages in the Dvarim HaMeviyam L'dei Ahava, even if a person engages in V'hoyu HaDvarim Ha'ela, he also has to very consciously, directly, and deliberately Yazov Kol Masha Ba'olam Chutz Mimena. That won't happen on its own. It's not just that, well, if I expose myself to Hoyu HaDvarim Ha'ela, then that will on its own propel me to the highest levels of Avas Hashem. No, there has to be a conscious and deliberate sacrifice on the person's part of Yazov Kol Sheba Olam Chutz Mimena. That same point is underscored by the Sefer Achinuch going in the Rambam's footsteps. The Sefer Achinuch in the Mitzvah of Avas Hashem, Mitzvah Tov Yud Ches, Shenetzavinu Le'avas HaMokom Baruch Hu Shenem V'Ahavtas Hashem L'Kecha. Skipping, Dinei HaMitzvah, Shero'ui Lo Le'odon, it's befitting for a person, Sheyosim kol machshavto, the kol magamoso acha'avas Hashem, that every thought a person has, his soul tendency, his soul goal, magoma in that sense, is achar avas Hashem. Just one more place in the Kadmonim where this point is emphasized, the Lecholos Alvavos. He says it more than once, but just reading one place where he says it in his Hakdama to Shav Avas Hashem. So the Chovos Halvavos comments on how he organized the Chovos Halvavos and how Shar HaPrishus of abstinence precedes the Shar of Avas Hashem. So the Chovos Halvavos says, Ki min hanimna, it's impossible, shetisyashev ahavas habore bili benu im hisyashev ahavas ha'olam banu. A person can't love Olam Haza, again, Olam Haza as a mundane physical reality, not as a venue for Torah and mitzvahs and avodas Hashem. A person can't sustain Ahavas Olam Haza with Ahavas Olam Haba, with Ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like fire and water. So again, the same point is implicit. That halacha l'maisa, what Avas Hashem demands from us is that a person has to see what is in his life which doesn't contribute to Avodas Hashem. What is it in his life which isn't really warranted, which isn't really driven by considerations of Avas Hashem? Again, just to be explicit and to make clear what the Rambam, what the Chinuch, what the Chovos Halvavos are not saying, they're not saying that there isn't balance in a person's life within Avodas Hashem, within the pursuit of Avas Hashem, there is balance, and a person has many spheres of responsibility. He has Torah, he has Avodah, he has Gemilas Chasodim, and certainly the Rambam was very, very emphatic about the obligation to make Hishtadlus for Panosa. So we're not talking about some kind of monolithic preoccupation in a practical sense, but in a conceptual, in an axiological sense, that everything a person does is supposed to be, again, directed towards this goal of Avas Hashem. And Yazov Kol Sheba Olam Chutz Mimena, what the Pirtei Pratim of Yazov Kol Sheba Olam Chutz Mimena entails, obviously is something that varies from individual to in individual in terms of sometimes we have interests which we pursue, which taka do contribute to Avodas Hashem and Avas Hashem. But sometimes we can have interests which, if we're honest with ourselves, don't really contribute to the Avodas Hashem and Avas Hashem. And that's what the Chiddush of the Rambam is. That's what he's underscoring at the end of Hilchus Tshuva, is that part of what the mitzvah of Avas Hashem entails is not only to expose ourselves to that which is conducive to Avas Hashem, i.e., v'hoyu hadvarim ha'ela, but also to very deliberately and very consciously turn away and sacrifice kol masha ba'olam chutz mimena, which isn't contributing to this goal. The whole mindset of the Western culture, of American society, of having everything in life is one that's antithetical to this, the way it's understood in terms of American values. Obviously, ultimately, if a person has Avas Hashem, he really does have everything. And just to add one final note, what we're talking about sheds light on another famous halacha, the halacha that the Rambam records in the last two halachas in Perek Gimel Hilchos Deos, halacha Beis and Gimel. So the Rambam writes there that tzorech ha'odom sheyachavin kol ma'asav kulam kidei leidas Hashem baruch hu bilvad. A person is supposed to direct, calibrate and orient everything he does for the purpose of Yediyas Hashem. And every waking moment, optimally, a person should be headed in this direction, should be moving towards attaining this goal, that everything should be, again, calculated, calibrated, and directed towards this goal. At the end of the Rambam, then, as you know, so he amplifies this in Halachas Beis and Gimel, and then at the end of Halacha Gimel, he writes, "Va'al inyan zeh tzivu chachamim ve'omru v'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shemayim." This is what Chazal were instructing us to do when they said, "V'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shemayim." V'hu sha'am ha'shlomu b'chochmosu b'chol d'rochecha do'eichu v'hu yiyasher ochosecha. That all drachecha, all your ways, all your preoccupations should be calibrated, should be calculated to da'ehu, towards the goal of Yediyas Hashem, which is synonymous with Avas Hashem. So if we would ask, is this only a chi of midivei Kabbalah? It's just a pasuk in Mishlei, or maybe it's even less than that. Maybe it's just a chi of the Rabbanon from Pirkei Avos. So the Torah says no. It's clear that really the mechayev in v'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim is the mechayev of Avas Hashem. Because the mechayev of Avas Hashem, in order for Avas Hashem to be nikshares belibo shel odom karoy, it has to be yazov kol mashav olam chutz mimena. So what that translates into is the schi of v'chol ma'asecha yi l'shem shamayim. Thank you very much, Rav Ossi.
We want to thank Rav Tversky very much, and now we're going to open the floor to questions. The way it's going to work is anybody who'd like to ask a question, please press *6 to be put in line. Again, *6 if you'd like to ask Rav Tversky a question.
Hi, my name is Adam Felsenthal. Thank you so much, Rav Tversky. I just had a question. How would you advise to counsel people who, you know, have doubts about, you know, both, I guess, about, you know, Pratim of Yiddishkeit as well as, you know, the very, you know, existence of Kadosh Baruch Hu, with regard to meaning, is there the resolution of those doubts kind of a prerequisite to Avas Hashem, or is there a way that, you know, that you can have somehow have appreciation for Avas Hashem even with, you know, faith crises?
Thank you for the question. It would depend on, you know, on the specifics of what the person was struggling with. You know, there's some questions which need to be. Sometimes a person can be assailed by he has specific questions, specific sfeikas, and he needs to broach them, and they need to be, you know, met head on. Sometimes, depending upon the person, depending upon the nature of the doubts, he just needs chizuk to persevere, and he'll outlive or outgrow the sfeikus. It depends upon the yachid and the particulars and the specifics of what the struggles are, and that in turn will give differing answers to your question.
Thank you, Shkar.
We're going to unmute the next question. This is the 718 number. You're ready to go.
Robert Twersky, I wonder, this is a very hard question, but how do you synchronize Avas Hashem, and which you mentioned that the Rambam encourages people to work, you know, and could you tell us a source for the Rambam?
Thank you for the question. It actually touches on a very, very fundamental issue, which is that the thrust of what the Rambam is telling us in those halachas that we referenced and at the end of Hilchos Perigim of Hilchos Deus is that sometimes we're overly narrow in conceiving of and defining Avodas Hashem and what's part of our pursuit of Avas Hashem. Sometimes We think that when we're in the Beis Medrash learning, when we're in Shul davening, when we're out doing a chesed, so then we're being Oved Hashem. And when we're in the office, so we're basically coping with a necessary evil of earning a living. And I don't think anyone, not only the Rambam, the Torah, I don't think anyone, any of our Balei Chachmei Masorah who exposit the Torah for us really agrees with that erroneous conception that we often that we often entertain. Heyos, that it's a religious obligation. That the Rambam quotes the Makoros in Perigimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah for his position. So Hayos, that's a religious obligation. So Memela, that's also something which, if a person honestly engages in it for that reason and therefore consciously frames it in that context, so then when he's in the office, so he's being Oved Es Hashem. He's not being diverted by a necessary evil. It's part of that balance we were alluding to, which is part of a complete Avodas Hashem. And the same way, the Gemara on Shabbos says when Hillel is in the bathhouse, so he's doing chesed, he's doing chesed with himself. If what a person is doing is something that Torah requires or encourages, and making hishtadlus for parnasa, so again, the Rambam was as emphatic as anyone on that. So then, memela, it's something which a person should think of and frame and contextualize that way, and because of that, it's not a diversion in his avodas Hashem and his avas Hashem. It's part of the balance which they require.
Thank you.
We want to thank Rav Tversky for the time that he has taken to learn with us and to teach us, and for all of you for across America, across the globe. I can see people calling in from all over having taken the time to learn. Mirza Hashem, we will continue our monthly learning just before Rosh Chodesh. Also, for those who are on the East Coast of America, please be aware that the Shavuos program, the Reitz Shavuos program, is open for registration for those who are able to access it. If you'd like more details, please contact me at Yaakov, yaakov.trump@yu.edu. And want to wish you all a good Chodesh.